Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is with us to put a little smile on her face this Wednesday afternoon. How are we doing?
I'm good, Andrea. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, actually. Yeah, plenty to chat about this week, though.
Absolutely. And we're kicking off with this. Andrea, World Kindness Day.
I know, on the day that we do reasons to be happy. You couldn't make it up.
It was meant to be, Andrea, and World Kindness Day, it's one of those things that, like, you say there's a bit of novelty around it, but I think we have reasons to be happy and it's landing on us, so we have to talk about it. It was observed internationally first in 1998, and the World Kindness Movement, a coalition of kindness NGOs globally, came together to organise this day. Right. And it's celebrated in multiple countries, including Ireland, Canada, Australia, Nigeria, the UAE and Singapore.
Sorry, we're celebrating it.
Yes, well, it's celebrated in all these countries. Well, I don't actually know, but I know there's Krispy Kreme offering a free glazed donut.
I spotted this today, actually, yes.
So if you're in the first 100 customers to go into a Krispy Kreme store this morning, you will get
a free donut.
But yeah, look, random acts of kindness, all that.
Today,
yeah. And look, it's celebrated all over the world. The big hug event happens in Wamba. In Orly, Wamba is a place in the US. Canada holds a kindness concert. Singapore gave away 45,000 yellow flowers in 2009 to people around the world or around the country. And in Slovenia, there's a celebrated with a random kindness project kind of throughout the day.
I love the little stories now people will text in and tell us about the random acts of kindness, the little things people did maybe for them today, or maybe now that they've heard you talking about this, they might actually
do a little kind thing for somebody. There is a random acts of kindness day as well celebrated throughout the world. And I remember it was a couple of years ago, I was actually kind of taking it on myself to do a few random acts of kindness, and I offered the girl in front of me in a coffee shop to pay for her coffee, and I was just doing it as a random act of kindness, and she'd think I was coming on to her, so she
backfired.
She was like, no, I'm okay. And I was like, she was like, she kind of held up the ring and I was like, no, I'm totally not coming on to you, it's a random acts of kindness thing. I had to explain it, and then I proceeded to pay for her coffee.
Did you?
Yeah. She was delighted then to find out that I wasn't.
That's you hadn't an ulterior motive. If you were just you know, doing your little random act of kindness.
That's it. And people should today. It's reasons to be happy and it'll put a smile
on
people's face.
I'll have to find something.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll have to find something to do. Good news for this man today.
Hey, everybody. This is John Krasinski. And no, this is not a dream. I have been named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Just immediate blackout. So the brain just turned off, actually. Zero thoughts other than maybe I'm being punked. And then after that, it was just it was a full surreality.
So John Krasinski, famous from The Office, the US Office, playing Jim Halpert from 2005 to 2013, has been named People Magazine's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive.
Now,
you won't kick him out of the bed for eating potato. Like, he's not half bad looking.
It must be some title to hold, though.
Yeah, well, last year was Patrick Dempsey, who's also
McDreamy, was that his name? That actually it was, yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson held it in 2016. There's a few, John Legend, Michael B. Jordan, Chris Evans, all very handsome men. It's a big title to hold, and I think Emily Blunt is John Krasinski's wife.
Yeah.
She's known to be in The Devil Wears Prada and all them, and he said he's going to have to do a few more chores around the house now, just kind of to back this up. And he said he knew Emily Blunt was the one when he met her and all this, but he was saying he's a very lucky man as opposed to her being a very lucky woman.
And now she can officially tell people that she's married to the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, and you know what? He's not half bad.
This ain't Texas.
Andrea, Beyonce.
Yeah.
That is, of course, Cowboy Carter and Texas Hold'em.
It's not my favourite Beyonce song.
Yeah, and like there is loads. I loved Cowboy Carter and it has been nominated last week for a Country Album of the Year at the Grammys, which is huge for Beyonce because it's kind of the Country Music Awards kind of boycotted her, which was huge. But now in Yale University, one of the US Ivy League schools, you can now study Beyonce.
Stop.
So like that of Taylor Swift, I think we had news kind of last year.
We did. They were actually, I remember talking to the curator of one of the museums in London about the fact that they were looking to hire somebody to become their Taylor Swift advisor for the museum.
Yeah,
so now
bizarre,
you can study Beyonce at Yale.
So the course is actually called Beyonce Makes History, Black Radical Tradition, History, Culture, theory and politics through music. So it's a dig, it's a deep dive into her artistic genius of the likes of Renaissance, Lemonade, and it works through all kind of her back catalogues and stuff, how she performs in concerts, her intellectual thoughts and activism as a black woman in music. And it, the course will be taught by the Black Studies scholar Daphne Brooks. She said the timing is perfect given kind of Beyonce's fame at the moment. I am a huge Beyonce stan. I am part of this beehive. I love her. And I did love Cowboy Carter and kind of Renaissance, all them as well.
Not to make light of it, but what do you do when you finish college in Yale having paid a fortune to go there with a degree
in Beyonce?
In Beyonce?
Yeah, like, I don't know why.
What do you do with it?
Yeah, like, I don't know what you could do with it coming out of the other end. You could, I suppose, take part in probably a heap of documentaries based on her life, and you'd be in all these different
shows. No, I'm just
shows.
Curious, you know, what do you do with it?
Yeah, there's, I suppose, like that with Taylor Swift, what do you do with that? But I think it's interesting, and I suppose any beehives out there in Ireland or members of the community might head to Yale now.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy paying the fees for that.
No.
Tell us about this chess player.
So Anish Sarkar is a 3-year-old chess prodigy in India, in West Bengal, and he has been named the youngest player ever to be ranked in the world. So he's
a three-year-old.
Like, I like chess. Like, me and my dad.
Sorry, what?
Me and my dad and my brother would play chess often at Christmas, and I do enjoy it. We learned it in fifth class. Shout out Mr. Brosnan. He taught us all, so on a rainy day we could just play chess.
Play chess,
and we used to all be going
I
at one.
I used to play with my dad as well,
actually. Yeah, no, it was great. And it is, I think it's really,
it's
like,
such a great game.
It's a great game. And like, me, dad and Ron would be hanging around the table at Christmas all being like, actually, I'm currently the reigning champ.
Oh, really?
So just,
are there rows?
Yeah. Oh, well, like,
oh, yeah, good chess row.
You can't take too long with your, I know in normal chess or in competitive chess, you have to like hit your buzzer. But in 12 Upper Ballad, we're kind of rowing with each other. Come on, you're taking too long there. But yeah, so he competed in an under 9 tournament and finished 24th. Like, an under 9, that's 6 years above his age grade. And then in an under 13 state event, he faced 5 rated players to get into the official rankings. And now he is 146,000 in the world. Still, he's 3.
He's 3.
He's 3, like, come
3
on.
Years of age.
But it's just an amazing story for a 3-year-old. I think it's
a nice little smile to your face this Wednesday afternoon. Now, I was very excited to hear about this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I know you want me. You know I want you.
Andrea, Pitbull, what a man. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide.
He's coming to Dublin next year. I was delighted to hear this in the office today, and my producer tells me that my music choice never will cease to amaze her.
Well, do you know what?
I like, so good. I'm glad you're excited about it.
We're on the good side of this. I don't know about her music taste, but February 19, 2025, Pitbull will be coming.
Oh, is it February?
So February,
early in the
year. Yeah, nice and early. A good one to kick off a great year of gigs. But yeah, he has such hits. Time of Our Lives, Hotel Room Service, Timber. He's great. He features on
Give Me Everything.
Another great one with Neo. Yeah, the Party After Dark tour will come to the Three Arena in February, and tickets starting at $59.95, which is actually cheap.
$59.95 in today's era must be the cheapest I've heard of tickets. I know people will say there's a reason for that, but you know, $59.95 is acceptable.
Yeah, Lil Jon is actually going to be there supporting him. So Lil Jon, we saw him at the Democratic.
Where is that on?
So it's in the Three Arena next year, and he's going to the UK, Amsterdam, Paris, Cologne, loads.
That'll be a good night.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah, and also funny, it's been a big week for big acts, because not alone have we heard about Pitbull coming to Dublin, but also this guy is making a comeback.
Robbie Williams.
I know, that's another gig I want to go to.
Oh, absolutely. I would 100% go there. Now, it's August 23rd, my sister's birthday. It's her 30th, so she...
Bring her!
Bring her for her
30th.
You
should get her a ticket and bring her. It's, do you know what the only thing is, right? It's the weekend after Oasis, which I don't have tickets for, but I know that will mean for people, you know what I mean? It'll be two consecutive weekends in Dublin. The cost of tickets. Now, the Robbie Williams.
Do you think you'll get a big turnout?
Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
Well, I was at him at the Three Arena 2 years ago, October 2022, I think. I think it was a sold out gig. It was absolutely brilliant.
It's one thing I really want to tick off the bucket list.
Have you never?
No, Angels Live is something I have to see.
He's such a fantastic performer.
And Rock DJ is actually my karaoke song. It's
if you
can't get a girl,
song?
But your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
I need a karaoke. Well, I can't sing, but you know,
I think I can. Yeah,
well,
give me a mic and
you'll give it a shot anyway. Yeah, and Justin Timberlake in June. That's another gig I'm going to.
Olivia Rodrigo has been announced from Marley Park. I think we had a huge year of gigs this year.
Yeah,
and with Oasis, Robbie Williams. Justin Timberlake, we're just trying to better it and keep it going.
I can imagine how the texts are going to start about the hotel prices.
Hotel prices. Yeah, and
imagine
prices.
August. Oasis and Robbie Williams, two weekends in a row, no question about it. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Cathal O'Sullivan with us to put a little smile on your face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.